Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Welcome to the back nine of WEEI Afternoons. We just made our way into the turn, got a couple glizzies, used the restroom, restocked the cooler. We're here with you till 6 o'clock tonight, at which point...
Oh, God. Now Campbell to Worcester. Jesus, I don't like this. I don't know how you guys feel.
Christian Arcan's going to be joining you for the Christian Arcan Show.
Dongs are back.
That's right. Oh, the Dong Report.
Dongs are back.
That's right, baby. Dongs. By the way, I got to say, as the juvenile masquerading as a 51-year-old that I am, I gotta absolutely love it that a legitimate text that I got from a friend yesterday was right after Marcelo Meyer hit the home run, the pivotal home, obviously the solo shot.
Yeah.
Not the big Trevor Story two-run that was the blast that was the game
two-run Johnson, yeah.
Yeah, exactly. Two-run Johnson. The fact that a friend of mine just in earnest texted me, hey, check Twitter, huge Meyer dong. That's not...
No, like, context.
Nope. No, there's no... Just that you get that text out of nowhere and you're like, that is appropriate.
Yeah, send this to your non-sports fan without any context and see what you get back. Nick, what are you getting into?
That's a great game to play. Send this legitimate sports tweet or sports text to your non-sports friend and see what they say.
Yeah.
Huge Meyer dong. And we'll just leave it at that.
Content ideas.
Into the wide world of basketball we go as the grown-up adult sports talking people we are. Ted Johnson, Danny Ballgame, and Nick Fitzy Stevens alongside Jacob Lesner. And, of course, behind the glass, Steez Grimy. And this caught all of our attention the other day when it popped up. Now, we know the Celtics are facing a massive, a pivotal, a huge, a difficult offseason where they want to unload a lot of salary, get under this proverbial, God, if I have to say this one more time, second apron. Golden State was willing to be there for a while. They paid the price, but they took their trophies. Yes, I know. We were told. Wick said we'll get paid in parades, but that was before he and his family decided to sell the team. Bill Chisholm is now the new majority owner, and he does not want to pay more than the payroll of the team just to have a super expensive payroll and contend for championships. Gone could be Hauser or Holiday, Porzingis, maybe others. Who knows? Horford. However, we haven't really explored or examined the land of trades and the landscape of dealing away some of the Celtics' top-tier talent, not named Holiday, Porzingis, Horford, who remains unsigned, and Hauser. And this came up from Chris Mannix, and you just heard that audio that we rejoined with there. The idea of Jaylen Brown possibly being dealt. It's been discussed. No one wants to do it. I'm sure somewhere Andy Hart is in the Caribbean right now shaking in his Jaylen Brown jersey on a beautiful beach with turquoise water. The idea that Jaylen Brown could be shopped or that teams would be interested in him, most specifically the San Antonio Spurs. Ted, you said you did a look once we surfaced this into the San Antonio Spurs roster. I would like to know, A, if you think Brad would take the call. If the Spurs don't land Durant, they could pivot to making an all-out push for Jaylen Brown, or so
or
Chris
Giannis,
Mannix
yeah.
says. Or
yeah.
Giannis, exactly. Yeah. Two completely yep. different players. And I think one would cost a lot more than the other. That said, if you're Brad, do you take the call?
You absolutely take the call. You'd be crazy not to. Look, they already had a successful trade with the San Antonio Spurs for Derek White a few years ago, so they have a relationship there. The only thing that people would say, if you're going to make a trade with the San Antonio, the number two overall pick isn't going to be enough. Devin Vassell's isn't going to be enough. Keldon Johnson isn't going to be enough. What a team like Boston's going to want is their first rounder from last year, the fourth overall pick, Stephen Castle. That's the player that they are saying is untouchable. But that is the one guy. You look, the number two pick, we all predict, is probably going to be Dylan Harper out of Rutgers. You know what? No one knows really what his ceiling is. But to make a trade for a proven player like Jaylen Brown, you're going to want Stephen Castle in the deal with those other guys that I mentioned and a number two pick, and I doubt that they're willing to do that. So, to me, it's fun to talk about, and it would be interesting. And if you were able to get three young players and the second overall pick, for Jaylen Brown. I would entertain it, seriously. I don't think that's going to be the case, so I feel like it's a moot point. But nonetheless, Shams and other people are putting it out there that might be a possibility.
Yeah, I'm fascinated by Vassell as well. I know he's 24 years old, but you have to factor in the financials with a team like the Celtics, given what you're paying to Tatum and some other guys. And Vassell's on that; it keeps him under $30 million for the next four seasons after this one. So, at least from a numeric perspective, he's got a good contract that you can work with. He was a 37% three-point shooter. I think that, you know, that helps, because you assume you want whoever's coming back in this deal to be a sidecar and a side piece to Jason Tatum, who is going to be bringing up the ball and creating a lot. We've seen how much he loves going ISO and shooting. Mm-hmm. So you need players that are going to complement that a little bit better than maybe you would argue Jaylen Brown does. And the fact that he seems to be a pretty good spot-up shooter, I'm interested by that. And I'm with you, Ted, ultimately, that given that you kind of have an unexpected opportunity to reset your roster with Jason Tatum out for the better part of a year, I completely agree that you have to at least pick up the phone. I see no reason why he should be untouchable right
okay,
now.
Okay, so the Twitch chat right now, twitch.tv/BostonWEI. Brett Norton, a regular in our Twitch chat, trade JB for the number two pick. At this point, JB is better than KD. I would trade his ass tomorrow. See, I wonder if that's because people don't see him fitting in with whatever this next iteration is of the Celtics, if they aren't just the fans of Jaylen Brown the way they are Jason Tatum, or they think this is peak value, Ted.
Yeah, it's interesting. I think the only way, so it's like which direction do you want to go? No one knows. You just said it kind of perfect. Do we, you know, just kind of buy time until, you know, Jason comes back and just run it with the veterans, or do you reset? I think I would reset if I got the deal I wanted back in return. Mm-hmm, then it's a like I described, if you were to get mm-hmm. the number two overall pick, Steven Castle, and then the other two players, Kelton Johnson and Devin Vassell as well, then that's those are three young players, possibly four, that could. I almost think it's worth taking a chance by resetting, by bringing those four players in. But if you don't get the number two pick and Steven Castle in the deal, then to me, you go, okay, well, we're not going to make the deal. So it all depends on what you're getting back is going to be the direction I choose to go with this.
You want one of our two best players, arguably a top 20 NBA player as well, someone who's on a max deal, who's an NBA champion, finals MVP, conference finals MVP, recent all-NBA team as well. Dan, I want to ask you, hey, Frizoco, you're the San Antonio expert, our associate producer and Twitch operator, Brian Frizoco. Come on down for a quick second and tell us about the Spurs roster. While he makes his way down to the studio, Dan, if you're the Celtics right now,
yeah,
why do you think the Celtics want to make this move, as Ted was talking about, doing this roster reset? You know, what does this tell you about what this, if let's just say Brad gets the call and they include Stephon Cassell and the number two pick. Let's say they're like, no, we absolutely we think Jaylen with Fox and Wemby is it. We're going for it. We need all this firepower in the Western Conference. What do you think this says about the Celtics roster? And do you think this means they would trade Brown and others, or would Brown be it?
I'd be curious. You might be able to get away with just trading Jaylen Brown. I'm going to put a pin in the rest of my answer because Frizoco is down here. Brian, your thoughts on the Spurs, the players that are potentially available to the Celtics. Is this worth even talking
about?
So
the only issue with Castle is Mannix wrote in that article that I think you guys were talking about, that we came back with that audio, that San Antonio isn't even willing to give Castle up for Giannis. So to me, I think a trade package for Giannis would be greater than a trade package for Jason. For Jaylen Brown.
Is it? Do you think that's interesting, Brian? Do you think it's a big difference? Do you see a big difference in the two players? Because I mean, I think most people think like you do. Where
Giannis has proven that he can be the guy on a championship team. Jaylen Brown has had opportunities to do that. Game 7 against Miami, when he had the most tied for the most turnovers in a Game 7 when they lost, when Jason Tatum got hurt. He had an opportunity this year. Yeah, he won Game 5, and Andy Hart will point to all the assists that he had in Game 5.
Wow.
He didn't show
up that one game? Yeah, that was crazy.
He didn't show up in Game 6.
So you didn't have any help, bro. You didn't have help.
What a Wednesday that was for all of us. Oh, did you guys watch the Friday night game? Where he fouled out in the third quarter and had turned into that Jaylen Brown again.
Yeah.
And that's not to say that I don't appreciate him. He's a very good basketball player. He's a freakishly talented athlete. But Frizoco, why do you think, why would San Antonio, I can see why they'd want to target Kevin Durant, an all-time scorer, last year of his deal, pair him up with the kids, see if you can make a run or at least challenge the Thunder and some other Western Conference teams. It's kind of like a low-risk investment in a superstar talent. Why do you think they would target Jaylen Brown? And do you think De'Aaron Fox and Wemby and Jaylen Brown makes them a contender?
So I think, to answer your first question first, I think they're more interested in a guy like Jaylen Brown because Wembanyama has a longer... They're expecting Wembanyama to be their guy for the next, what, 10, 12 years?
Yeah.
So you add a guy like Kevin Durant, even a guy like Giannis, who's already in his 30s, you kind of look at it as a win-now situation.
Yes.
And Wembanyama is still in his third year. We've talked about it with all the star players in the NBA, right? A lot of them don't win until they're 26, 27 years old. It's what people kept going back to.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Fence of Jason Tatum and Jaylen Brown when they weren't winning titles when they were young. I think they want a longer window. Jaylen Brown's younger. And to answer your second question, if you have Fox, Brown, and Wembanyama, that sort of covers all three bases, right? You have an elite, I put that in parentheses.
Pretty close.
But a good guard in Fox, and assuming that they can keep Castle in this trade, you have two good guards, a good wing, and a good big man in Wembanyama. To me, that's the making of a pretty good team. And I don't know, you look at the West. Yeah, there's a lot of good teams, but it doesn't feel like there's a dominant team, right? There keeps being a new winner of the West every year.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
68, yes,
68 wins is pretty impressive.
They also got bounced in the second round last year.
Yeah.
And we keep going back to that Justin Turpin stat, right? The champion, the winner of the championship keeps getting knocked out in the second round the following
year.
Could
next year make it 8 years, yeah.
As good as Oklahoma City's been this year, 68 wins in the regular season, have they looked dominant in this postseason?
I mean, you know, not like they were in the regular season.
I mean, Denver took him to seven games with an injured Aaron Gordon.
But yeah, I mean, but that's, they have Jokic. Come on, you know,
he's a worldly talent.
But I agree with you, Brian. I see them wanting Jaylen Brown more because part of what Brian said is true. I mean, he's 28. He's 2 years younger than Giannis. It gives you a longer runway with Wembanyama, and I just think he's a better fit. For that system. So to me, if I'm San Antonio, I'm calling the Celtics faster than I'm calling the Bucks.
And Brian, we know how much Brad Stevens loves the San Antonio Spurs. That has been his outside of Boston model franchise, like Ted pointed out. Great deal years ago with Derek White, his favorite team of all time, 2014 Spurs. Loves Pop, etc. So there would be potentially a willingness or interest in getting a deal done with them. Is there any way they could pry Castle away? And if they were
sweeten
able to do that, maybe even you sweeten the deal. You say, you know what, fine. If you can afford it, we'll give you, who knows what else. Maybe we'll give you some draft picks, Jaylen Brown and something for this kid. If that kid is that good, how good is Castle? And could he? What kind of role could you see him playing on a Celtics team that would be an obvious rebuild next year?
I'm a big fan of Castle. I think the dunk contest helped too. You know what I mean? You finally see him on a big stage like that, especially as a rookie. But I talked to you guys during the break. To me, I kind of look at him as a DeJounte Murray, Derek White kind of knockoff. And I think he's only going to get better. Offensively, he can put up highlight tapes. He can do the crazy dunks that everybody falls in love with. He's good defensively. He's 6'6", so he has decent length. I mean, he's taller than Anthony Edwards. Mm-hmm. A lot of people think Anthony Edwards is big.
He's only 6'4", right, yeah.
Castle plays bigger than Edwards and is bigger than Edwards. I think he's a good replacement for when you inevitably get rid of Jrue Holiday.
Do you think both of those would happen? Do you think a Jaylen Brown move you would make, and then you'd also make that Jrue Holiday trade?
San Antonio wouldn't take Jrue Holiday's contract.
It couldn't be separate deals.
So yes, I think they would have to, because the Celtics would still have to get under the second apron.
Gotcha.
if they move Jaylen Brown for these potential players for the
How about
Spurs.
Send him Porzingis and they can debut the Wemby Porzingis 1-2?
Can you imagine?
Have the two of them literally stand there with their arms up by the hoop. Nobody would ever
What
score.
Is that, the Twin Tower with Ralph Sampson and Olajuwon?
Remember
back
that?
In the day? Well,
a trade I was interested in was what Bill Simmons said to Houston. Ime Udoka just signed an extension with the Rockets today. Obviously has the relationship with the Celtics and Jaylen Brown.
How come we can't get coaches like that?
And this is a trade that would actually get the Celtics under the second apron. It would shed the $20 million. It would be Jaylen Brown, Andrew Holiday, a player that I think a lot of Celtics fans are kind of willing to give up at this point, and Jrue Holiday.
Yeah.
For Fred VanVleet, Jabari Smith Jr., Tari Eason, and the number 10 overall pick. Now, it's a pretty light draft. I don't know who's going 10. For people who don't know, it's been compared to the past NFL draft, right? Not very deep, not a lot of great players.
Yep.
But you are getting proven NBA players right now. You can still, and I'm putting this in air quotes, compete next year, even if you don't have Jaylen Brown, even with Jason Tatum being hurt with some of those players in a weak Eastern Conference. And you get under the second apron.
Hmm. All right.
I'd be fine with Fred VanVleet. I'm a fan of his.
Yeah,
he's
an NBA champ. That was still 6 years ago.
Yeah.
You know, he's okay. I mean, that's like, obviously, Amen Thompson and the other guys are the rising stars in Houston. That team, now there's a team that I think should be trying to get Kevin Durant. There's a team that should be trying to add that next great player because they, to me, Ted, look like they have the hallmarks and makings of a team that can compete.
It's interesting. It's just that, I don't know. Yeah, maybe. I just feel like he doesn't fit the profile.
They're green.
You bring in a KD with a young team like that, it takes away some of the, I don't know. I think they were gritty and tough because it's one die, all die. When KD comes in, it's all about KD. There's a fine line and a balance in kind of power structure on those teams. And if you bring in KD, it could, I think, mess up maybe what they're trying to build there.
And wait, so what could, and for Zoko, last question to you. Desmond Bane just got traded from Memphis to Orlando.
Four first-round picks.
For four first-round picks.
Dude. Unbelievable.
That's a haul and a half. Orlando had to make that move because they were so offensively anemic and needed a third scorer. I get it. But if you can get four first-round picks for Desmond Bane, what is the general overall free market value of a Jaylen Brown, who is certainly better than Desmond Bane?
And it's not just Desmond Bane. We saw last year Mikal Bridges went for five first-round picks, which was even, I mean, it's the same level. I think there's similar type of player, Bane and Mikal Bridges. Jaylen Brown's head and shoulders above both of those guys, whether it comes to resume, whether it comes to just using your eyeballs and seeing what he can bring to a team. He's won a title. He's won at a high level. He's, I think, more capable of being the guy.
Never seen him as the A or the one on a team.
And so I think he could net something similar to Bridges. Now, I don't believe you're allowed to trade more than five first-round picks for one player. So could he get more than Mikal Bridges in terms of picks? No. But could you bring in another player with that because you're shedding so much salary when you're trading Jaylen Brown? Yes. But how does Jason Tatum feel about that? Is he okay saying, you know what, you're kind of punting on the rest of my team, right? I'm sort of going to have to be the guy. He's always been the guy, right? He's always been the number one option for the Celtics.
I trust Brad. I trust in Brad,
But he's had a good running mate, an elite running mate, a running mate better than most players in the NBA get. How's Jason Tatum going to feel when he loses his number two?
And you know what? It sounds crazy that we talk like this, but that matters. The opinion of your star player in this business, in this game, matters.
And so I think why they're hesitant to trade Derek White. Derek White and Jason Tatum are best buds.
Don't ever trade. I would march my ass across the street over to the Auerbach Center and run a 24/7, 365 one-man protest if you ever traded Derek White. Few people that have ever put on Celtics white, Celtics black, Celtics green, or any combination therein and done more for the team when asked any given night. He's one of my favorite all-time players.
He's a Buffalo. He's a Colorado Buffalo.
There you go. Untouchable non-Tatum Celtic.
No doubt.
All right, last word before we go. Dan, would you do it? Would you trade Jaylen Brown?
I would.
So would I.
Yeah, I would. And I'm very grateful for what those two did together. I think the roster model as a whole was unsustainable in the long term. I think you're seeing teams around you getting younger and getting more. We just talked about what the Thunder are doing and how they can score on multiple levels, elite defense, things that you were kind of missing a little bit from your roster when you weren't completely healthy this year. So I think it's an opportunity that you didn't see coming, but with the Tatum injury, I think you can retrofit your roster a little bit better to make it solely around Tatum as that one true guy.
To you from the text line 978, VanVleet basically is an overpaid version of Peyton Pritchard. No defense, all threes. You already sort of have a younger version of that on the roster.
Fair enough. Fair enough.
What do you think?
I still like Fred VanVleet.
Do you do it?
I would.
Okay.
I would.
Wow.
Yeah.
Alignment.
You know why? Because I just feel
Red
like
Sox could never.
I feel like JT might be 3 years away from being his full JT again. And so it's kind of like, okay, what are we doing with JB? If you can reset, if you have an opportunity to reset with a good haul, I think you take your chances with that. And sorry, Jace, you're just going to have to, you know, deal with the younger team. But I think it's too good of an opportunity to pass up to maybe reset your roster and get your books where you want them now that Tatum's been injured.
617-779-7937 for all of you who bleed green and want to weigh in on the rumor that the San Antonio Spurs could be interested in pursuing a trade for Jaylen Brown. Would the Celtics do it? How would you feel about it? And do you have the appetite for a roster reset on your second apron Celtics. We will continue to take your calls on that. And when we come back, my goodness gracious, we talk so much football on this station, but it's been a couple days. Let's get into something. Normally around this time of the show, we would talk to, on a Thursday, Tom E. Curran from NBC Sports Boston. He's on an interview hiatus until training camp. However, he left us a nice juicy piece to discuss and debate right now. Six reasons why you should buy into massive improvement on your 2025 New England Patriots. We'll list them out for you in debate when we come back. But first, let's trend with Dan Ball.
If you're there, you're there, Fitz.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.